This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio 1352. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 27th, more new seasonal schedules from Eurasia, including Poland and Germany in Hebrew. Libya buys Africa number one. Minivan Radio quits shortwave. Time changes in Mexico and Guatemala, and the propagation outlook. More new schedules are coming to light for the A07 season, which began on March 25th. In North America, we are still able to listen to the BBC World Service on shortwave for a few hours a day, although officially we're not a target, but the nearby Caribbean still is. That service, however, has been cut by 1 hour, according to a new schedule found on their website by Harry Van Vogt in Windsor, Ontario. Now only 1 hour in the morning via relays in the Western Hemisphere, 11 to 12 UT on 9660 via WHRI, and 9480 via French Guiana. Then at 21 to 22 UT, 11675 via Greenville, 13640 via WHRI, and 22 to 23 another hour on 13640, and 1 hour on 5975 via French Guiana. They do not specify the transmitter sites, but we know what they are. The same goes for Polish Radio External Service. On their website, found by John Norfolk, in fact, you would never know that the transmissions on shortwave are not coming from Poland itself. But in fact, all of them are relays from the three different transmitter sites in Germany. At 11 to 12 UT, 9525 and 11850, and at 17 to 18 on 7140 and 7265. Furthermore, half their English broadcasts on 11850 and 7140 are aimed north toward Scandinavia. In January, there was news that Polish radio would start broadcasting in Hebrew, but it wasn't exactly clear whether it would be on the domestic service or on the external shortwave service. Now they've finally started a daily half-hour in Hebrew on shortwave. It's at 18 UT on 9695. Kai Ludwig says the transmitter site is Wertachtel, Germany. Not only the first ever broadcast in Hebrew via transmitter in Germany, but the first by Polski Radio for a target area outside Europe after many years. And I think it's fair to say that the motivation for this could be summed up in one word: atonement. Kai Ludwig in Germany also notes that Radio Belarus is back on 7105, including their two-hour English broadcast in the evening to Europe, heard at 2045 UT. It appears 7105 is now their high-power transmitter of 250 kilowatts, the parallels being 7390 and 7440, each of them with a different modulation sound. Belarus is running 7105 in several languages between 17 and 23 UT, and Wolfgang Büschel says the first hour is a big collision with China Radio International in Russian. By the way, he's uncovered an astounding number of other frequency collisions, indicating frequency managers have not been doing their job very well, and he's detailed these in VCDX and DX Listening Digest. In OpenDX via RusDX, Dmitry Kutusov in Ryazan, Russia, forwards an item that Radio Waves International will have a special broadcast via Latvia on Easter weekend, using their other name, WCS, World Communication Service, and a special QSL card. These will be at 23 to midnight UT on April 6th, Friday, and April 7th, Saturday. The first one will be in French, and the second a country music show. These should have a better chance of making it to North America than the usual morning broadcast from Latvia on 9290, although they are no doubt still aimed at South America. From Voice of Russia's website via John Norfolk, their new English schedule to North America, effective until July 31st, when there will be a few changes. The entire broadcast from 01 to 05 UT on 13775. From 01 to 04 on 9665. And from 02 to 05 on 13635. The others I'll break down hour by hour. At 01 to 02, 7250. At 02 to 03, 9860. At 03 to 04, 12065, 9880, 9860, 9515, 9435. At 04 to 05, 9880, 9860, 9515, and 9435. Marty Delfin in Spain says that Radio PMR, Pridnestrovia, Moldova, has made its usual change. English broadcast on weekdays, 1 UT hour earlier, it's starting at 1600, and they've also changed frequency from 6235 to 5965, although their announcer didn't know it. And unfortunately, the abandoned frequency was clearer. English from Radio Romania International, per their website, finally accessed by Craig Christ. For Western Europe, 5:30 to 6 on 9655 and 11830, 12 to 13, 11875 and 15220. Try some of these also in North America. 17 to 18, 9635 and 11735. 20:30 to 21, 9515 and 11810. 22 to 23, 7185 and 9675. To North America, 20:30 to 21, 11940 and 15465. 22 to 23, 9790 and 11940. Midnight to 1, 9775 and 11790. To Western North America, 03 to 04, 6150 and 9645. Pacific, 0530 to 06, 15435 and 17770. And to Southeast Asia, 03 to 04, 11895 and 15220. Still trying to get the final schedule of Voice of Greece. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany noted that they're using 7475 instead of 7450 to North America starting at midnight UT. We know there are three transmitters at Avalis, so when a fourth frequency is heard, and especially if it's delayed a few seconds, we can only assume the relay via Olympia Radio, the coastal station at Pyrgos, is still happening. However, the frequencies have changed. 06 to 11 on 9935, 11 to 16 on 12120, says Wolfgang Büschel. These appear to be coming from Olympia Radio, SVO. 12120, by the way, collides with KTWR Guam during part of that period. Still not sure what frequency this may be using between 20 and 06 UT, formerly on 15630 and 5865. Rai in Italy is still on shortwave. They have a full new schedule, but some of the old frequencies, such as 11800 in the evening to North America. Some good news. George Poppin passes on from Mario Balavio at the Raiway Monitoring Center. He says we've no new QSLs because during the winter there was a possibility of closing shortwave. Now the latest news is that Rai will continue on HF, trying to study the switch to some programs in the DRM system. A new series of QSLs are expected at the start of the next season, B07, in October. I mentioned last week that Radio Algiers International had started an external service in four languages, but not on shortwave, including English at 19 UT, via webcast. And there's some FM frequencies as well in Algeria. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, nevertheless, was hoping that the Spanish broadcast would be on some of their shortwave relays via the UK. He checked them just in case, but no, they're all in Arabic, still with the Holy Quran program. Anyhow, via Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX, here's the schedule for those. 04 to 06, 7260 and 9540. 19 to 20, 9765 and 11810. 20 to 21, 9765 and 12025. 21 to 23, 7150 and 9710. That reminds me, HCJB in Arabic used to be on 12025 as well. Don't confuse the Christians with the Muslims. Can anyone clue me in about the correct pronunciation of the transmitter site in Morocco used by the IBB? It's spelled B-R-I-E-C-H. Should I pronounce it as in French, Brioche, or is it really an Arabic word or even some other language? Olaam points out that it's southwest of Tangier, and it's right on the west coast of Morocco, which would not seem to be a very good location, since most of its broadcasts are aimed toward the east, over the Atlas Mountains. But I guess they must be far enough away not to block the horizon. We've had several hints that Libya was somehow involved with Africa Number 1 in Gabon, accounting for use of some of their transmitters to jam Saad al-Amal, the clandestine for Libya. Now here's another one from Lanterre in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, March 21st, via BBC Monitoring and Media Network. Al-Qaddafi reportedly buys cash-stripped Gabonese radio station. In 2005, we wrote that the management of Africa Number 1 was financially strapped, and it was difficult to meet the charges due. At the time, the Gabonese Minister of Communication announced that there were hard times and the station might have to close. And their FM relay in Abidjan was suspended. Nevertheless, good fortune seems to have smiled on the station's employees. It will take off again very soon. It was bought by a big financier in the person of Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi. Information making its way around high-ranking circles indicates the Libyan Guide is the new owner of Africa Number 1. The amount of the deal pulled off by the president of Libya and his counterpart, El Hadj Omar Bongo of Gabon, 5 mega euros. Africa Number 1 will no longer be under the control of the Gabonese government, but of the Libyan Republic. Given this new start, they say, no one doubts that the arrears owed to the CNCA and Ivory Coast will be paid to the delight of listeners. Radio Zimbabwe has been active lately on 3396 kHz, but they switched to their alternate frequency at times, 4828. Jari Savolainen in Finland heard them on 4828, March 21st, at 1725. The day before, they were also missing from 3396. However, a few hours later, on the 21st, they were back on 3396 at 2200. Seems they can't decide which channel to use. And on the 24th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing them past 01UT on 3396. The new A07 season may have prompted some frequency changes for Voice of Tigray Revolution Ethiopia, which just recently moved in-band to 5980 and 9650. However, Chris Greenway in the UK says friends in East Africa tell me it seems to have disappeared from its new frequencies, not heard since last week. Jari Savolainen in Finland checked. He thought he was still hearing them on 9650, but nothing on the other frequency. Alan Pennington in UK was also hearing them on 9650 until close at 1900. Chris Greenway says they may be having technical problems and on the air erratically. One of the new frequencies, the Voice of Turkey, is doing well, 6195, for English at 2200, a huge signal into Germany, says Kai Ludwig, and also very good in New Jersey, says Joe Hanlon. Israel Radio has been waiting till April 1st to make their frequency changes once their local time change has gone into effect about a week later than Europe, says Moshe Oren of Bezek. We have the full schedule, but here's the English portion. At 0330 to 345, 9345, 7530, and 17600. 930 to 945, 15760, and 13855. 1730 to 1745, 9345, 11590, and 13675. And 19 to 1925, 9400, 11590, and 15640. You're listening to the 1352nd World of Radio from P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Check our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our thanks to Dave White, who provides another website hosting most of our audio and visual material. It looks as if Saudi Arabia's recently resumed English service at 16 to 19 UT is gone. Since the A07 season began, Mike Bearcliff and Noel Green in the UK say they've been closing down 17660 around 1558 UT after the French broadcast. There could be a new frequency, as yet unfound, let's hope so, and that it does not have the interference the old one had. Also to be checked is whether the English broadcast continues at 10 to 12 UT on 15250. From the IRIB website, the A07 English schedule for Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, sent on to us by Mike Bearcliff. 10:30 to 11:30, 15600 and 17660. 15:30 to 16:30, 7370 and 9635. Those are to India, Pakistan, and Kashmir. 19:30 to 20:30, to Central Europe via Lithuania on 6255, to Europe in general, 6205 and 7205, and at the same time to South Africa on 9800 and 9925. To North America, this transmission known as the Voice of Justice, 0130 to 230 on 7235 and 9495. We've reported before about two signals on 6700 kilohertz from Afghanistan, one of which is the Bagram Air Force Base PSYOPS operation by the U.S. But what is the other one? Shigenori Aoki in Japan via Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle suggests that it could be a mixing product. There seems to be something similar on 7000 and 7300 kilohertz until 18 UT. We hope someone can match up the audio on different frequencies and identify exactly what's going on here. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was hearing something in AM on 7528, March 26th at 1810, with South Asian music. It was distorted with a lot of noise. Wolfgang Büschel and Noel Green identified as Radio Pakistan World Service, which is supposed to be on 7530 in Urdu and English between 17 and 19 UT. They also continue in Urdu from 1915 to midnight 45. Wolfgang Büschel adds that another Pakistani transmitter is totally faulty, fluttery, clipping a broadband signal, the program content not understandable on 17835 with English news at 0800, parallel to 15100. Jeff White of Radio Miami International says, March 22nd, we've had a last-minute cancellation by Minivan Radio, ending its broadcast on March 24th, just before the A07 season, and a frequency change which was planned from 11800 to 11725 via Germany. They say they expect to get a license from the Maldives government for an FM station within the next month or so. We wish them the best, but I'm very skeptical that the government will allow them to broadcast locally, at least with any degree of freedom of expression. Well, I would comment they have prematurely quit shortwave before, so maybe they'll be back. There was more about this at the Minivan News website, which you can find via the Media Network blog. The government says there will be only five FM frequencies available for private broadcasters. Minivan Radio anticipates being granted an FM license. In the meantime, their programs can only be heard on the Internet. I ran across Radio Thailand in English on a new frequency, the 1230 UT broadcast on 9835. And this one's in the clear. That led me to research the other likely frequencies from the A07 schedules for Thailand in English, relayed via Udorn, the IBB facility. 0530 to 06 to Europe on 17655, 1230 to 13, as I said, on 9835, and 14 to 1430, 9805, both to Southeast Asia and Australia. To Europe at 19 to 20 on 7155, 2030 to 2045 on 9680. And to Africa, midnight to midnight 30, 9570. The relays via USA should remain as before on 5890, at midnight 30 via Greenville, and at 0200 via Delano. Alakish Gupta forwards the new A07 schedule of clients of TDP, the Transmitter Documentation Project, that is, clandestine broadcasters to various parts, never specifying the transmitter site. This one struck me as possibly new, at least it's a very unusual name, which I'm going to spell out. It's Swab Sha Mo Zo. It's in the Hmong language, presumably for Laos, daily at 23 to 2330 on 11650. My guess would be a site in Taiwan. Here's the spelling, SUABXAAMOOZOO. Radio Japan has now made it clear that they'll be drastically reducing their shortwave broadcast the 1st of October, not the last of October, including English broadcasts to the Western Hemisphere. Until then, here's the A07 schedule for them. To North America, midnight to 1, 6145 via Canada, 1 to 2, 17825 direct, 5 to 6, 6110 via Canada, 6 to 7, 13630, 10 to 12, 6120 Canada, 15 to 16, 9505, 17 to 18, 9535, 21 to 22, 17825. All the direct broadcasts, except the last one I mentioned, are also designated for Central America. For Hawaii, 06 to 07 and 21 to 22 on 17870. To South America, 1 to 2 on 17560, and via Bonaire, 01 to 02 on 11935, even though to South America, it's well heard here as well. Also, Joe Hanlon heard them mention on their listener contact program, World Interactive, that starting in April with the new fiscal year, it's being reduced to only 20 minutes, but there will still be some DX segments. Seong Moon Pak, Vice President of the Institute of Northeast Asia Broadcasting in Seoul, Korea, and Toru Yamashita of the Asian Broadcasting Institute in Japan via Takahito Akabayashi, have the new frequency for Shokaze Radio. Now that they're authorized to broadcast via the KDDI site in Yamata, Japan, it's 6045 at 2030 to 21 UT, and it's been assigned a special call sign, which they announce on the air, JSR. The other broadcast via Taiwan at 13 to 1330 UT has moved to 9485. Ron Howard in Shanghai confirms hearing the new 6045 on its first day, March 25th, good reception, and no hint of any jamming, which might cause diplomatic problems between North Korea and Japan. Latin American listeners have been pressing KBS World Radio for a Canadian relay in the Spanish service in their evenings, since direct reception is so poor, and they've finally done it, sort of. The new schedule via John Norfolk shows half an hour of Spanish at 0200 via Sackville on 9560. Unfortunately, that takes away a half hour of English, which remains only at 0230 to 0300 on the same frequency. Furthermore, as far as we know, both of them are on the antenna aimed west from Sackville, 277 degrees, which doesn't help out much in Central America. Raul Saavedra confirms reception has not improved. Via Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh, we have the A07 schedule for Radio Veritas Asia Philippines. I'm going to mention the Filipino language broadcast, which usually includes a bit of English, at 15 to 15:30, but extended to 16 on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Frequency is now 9615. They also have a half hour at 23 on 9720. According to timeanddate.com, Mexico is going to daylight shifting time on April 1st, not including Sonora, which likes to stay at the same time as Arizona. There may be some other variations. In Hawaii, Richard Wood picked up a station in Tampico on 810 XCFW, and their time check indicated already on March 12th that they were on Central Daylight Time. So I guess Tamaulipas succumbed to Texas time, at least unofficially. But I know in Mexico City, they stayed on Central Standard per time checks I've heard on XEYU. TimeAndDate.com also said that there would be no DST this year in Guatemala, staying on UT-6. Nevertheless, Manuel Mendez in Spain heard Radio Buenas Nuevas, 4799.8, March 25th, until sign-off at 0429, with time checks indicating they are on UT-5. He also heard Honduras shortwave station La Voz de Misiones Internacionales on 3340 until sign-off at 0600. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, said the carrier was on until 0605. Ember Gaviria in Colombia heard both Radio Havana Cuba in English and VOA Special English at the same time on the same frequency, 0130 UT on 6,000 kHz. Yes, VOA Greenville is now scheduled there, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 174 degrees. You'd think everyone would know by now that Havana makes extensive use of 6,000, but it's not in HFCC, so it doesn't officially exist. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania found a signal in Spanish on 12275. Turns out to be a spur, a mixing product of the two 25-meter frequencies of CBC La Voz in Chile, 11665, leapfrogging 11970 at 0200. Radio Cultura São Paulo appears to be in financial difficulty, according to some posts on the Radio Escuta's list by E.S. Castro, Cassiano Macedo, and José Mora. Seems they're having trouble keeping their FM on the air, and they're even thinking about closing down shortwave, currently on 6170, 9615, and 17815. Via Dean McIntyre, CRTC News of yet another new Canadian expander, which has been approved. It'll be in French in the Gatineau, Quebec, Ottawa, Ontario area on 1670 kHz with 1 kilowatt, programming primarily for children. As feared last week, the FCC has in fact authorized IBOC, so-called HD, on medium wave at night, expected to cause a lot more interference. This probably will not go into effect for another few weeks, and we hope it'll be a gradual increase. We can hardly expect every AM station suddenly to go IBOC. In fact, there may not be too many more. Let's hope that Scott Fabish's commentary is correct, which he titled, "The Sky is Not Falling and the Hobby is Far from Dead." Doug Smith in Tennessee says, "We survived the development of the all-night station, 24/7 operation, satellite feeds, automation, hourly instead of twice hourly legal IDs, and a radio war with Cuba, and we'll survive this." Although a new world of radio is normally available early UT Wednesdays, not all of our affiliates managed to get the new edition on the air promptly. This sometimes happens with WRMI and WBCQ, especially the Sunday night UT Monday repeats. Tim Handel and Joe Hanlon say that KAIJ has also been running World of Radio 1 week late, Thursdays at 1500 on 9480, and Fridays at 1030 on 5755. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued March 27th, solar activity very low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled, possible minor to major storms April 2nd and 3rd. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5, also on April 9th and 20th. Solar flux dropping from 75 to 70 on April 5th, back to 75 by the 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1352.